Dear colleagues, good morning to everyone. Indeed, the Congress recommendation of 2016 placed emphasis on several key factors to accelerate women political participation and representation at local as well as regional levels. First, adoption of electoral laws and electoral system requiring the parity of women and men on candidate lists, and financial penalties for non-compliance, thus forcing political parties to put forward women candidates, but also to work with them to build their capacities. Second, implementation of quotas for candidates in election to guarantee the minimum representation in the Congress itself, for example. We introduced since 2007 a 30% minimum requirement of women in national delegation, which has led in practice to the actual representation of 42 today from 12% back in 1994 when the Congress was established. This also proves that implementation of quotas can serve to change the perception and attitudes to women's participation, establishing a new norm on seeing women in leadership roles. Our third recommendation, dear colleagues, concerns the introduction of the system of pairing women and men appointed to elected seats from party lists following the election in proportional systems. For example, as head and deputy head of elected council, the so-called zipper system. Today, some type of quota or parity system in local or regional electoral schemes had been implemented in almost 77% of cases in the Council of Europe, 46 member states. And consequently, the proportion of women in municipal council, for example, has increased from 23% in 2008 to nearly 30%. However, dear colleagues, we should not limit ourselves to legal frameworks and to forcing political parties into action through financial penalties for non-compliance. And we understand very well the crucial importance of changing perception and attitudes towards women's roles in society, often based on prejudice and stereotypes. And doing so is a shared responsibility of all stakeholders, not only of legislation and the executive for adopting and enforcing good laws, but also of the media, civil society, and the private sector, that all play a crucial role in transforming the society's man-fold constructs about women. We don't need to showcase the successes of women in leadership roles in politics, business, social sphere, art and culture in order to expand the narrow vision of women's place in society and to make sure that people are used to the presence of women in representative positions. Equally important for women's empowerment is capacity building by women themselves through networking and experience sharing, as well as advocacy work by NGOs and women's groups in favor of women's participation and support for women candidates, which is also included in the Congress recommendation. We in the Congress are proud that our work in the field in European countries, which includes peer exchanges of experience in support of women local and regional elected representatives, has led to an increasing number of women elected locally and in regional election. We are also very pleased that such elections, many of which were postponed due to the pandemic, are now being held again. We are also proud because we see the local level as a springboard for women's participation at all levels of decision-making, serving as a school for building capacities, experience, and self-confidence. This is also the level where women's engagement in decision-making can be more easily achieved due to the proximity of public authorities to citizens, and where women's leaderships and achievements are more visible as well. I would like to conclude, dear colleagues, by stressing our conviction that women's empowerment should not be limited to one Sustainable Development Goal, SDG 5, however crucial it is. We strongly